Nearly 25 minutes past 8 o'clock on BBC Radio Merseyside. Right, let's have a look at our next story now for you before we get to the headlines at 8 o'clock. And this concerns, if you like, collecting things. Do you collect things? Do you collect unusual things? I've already mentioned my football programmes and my mugs. Maybe you collect key rings, teapots. We even know some of you who collect vacuum cleaners. Well, we've all had a go at collecting something down the years, I'm sure. Many of you still do. But what about collecting the exact same thing? Fact, the Cinema and Art Gallery in Liverpool... Oh, just let me get my script back there. Art Gallery in Liverpool is hosting a rather unique exhibition. 1,000 copies of the Beatles' White Album. And who collected them? Well, step forward, Rutherford Chang. He joins me now in the studio. Good morning to you, Rutherford.
Good morning.
First of all, then, just tell me a little bit about how this came about. When did it start?
I had a copy of the White Album as a teenager, as many people do. But it was when I saw my second copy that I became interested. That's when I noticed that it was had aged uniquely from the first copy. And that's when I realized that every copy would be a unique object at this point.
Yeah, so you believe then that they're not the same. I'm saying that it's the same thing. You believe that each individual copy is unique.
Right. I mean, especially since the cover is entirely white. So they've gone out into the world and served more or less as blank canvases where people have drawn on them, doodled. They've accumulated mold, dust, dirt, all in unique different ways.
So in terms of collecting 1,000, when did you actually think, right, I'm going to get 1,000 of these?
Well, I got my second copy 8 years ago, and that's when I decided to get as many as I could, and I didn't know, or I still don't know how many I'll eventually get.
Oh, so you're not going to stop?
No, I'm still collecting. So I'm actually hoping to pick up a lot of copies while in Liverpool.
Yeah.
If anyone has one, I would like them to bring it to me.
Have you got all the other Beatles albums as well?
Just the White Album.
So you're not even that big a Beatles fan then?
I collect White Albums exclusively.
I don't know, you know, Sgt. Pepper's, maybe you could have a listen to that as an alternative, possibly. You've done a kind of, so you've got these, have you done a kind of mix of them all? Explain this, because I'm going to play this now.
Okay, in addition to just showing the White Albums I have, I also listened to and recorded 100 different copies from my collection. And because of the physical nature of vinyl discs, they all play slightly differently as well. So basically I've superimposed 100 different copies of the White Album together.
Okay.
Into one vinyl disc. And a cover, which is an image of 100 different covers.
Wow. Right, okay. Let's hear now. So this is 100 different copies of the White Album, all sort of put together, if
exactly.
you like. Right, okay, here we go. I love the way you can hear the crackling there. That's beautiful, almost. That, you know, that's bygone days. Well, that's interesting. that's an interesting take on things. Now, you've bought a few copies of the White Album in with you, haven't you? Just explain which ones you've bought in and why you've bought these ones in.
Sure, I brought just some interesting copies, pretty unusual ones.
And of course, with it being plain white, as you mentioned there, loads of doodles and loads of messages on. Have you got any interesting messages?
Sure, sure. Well, here's a copy where on the inside of the cover, in scrawling black marker, it reads, "And so that's why it's what happened. It was on a limited impulse. That's over, that's all. P.S. It could have been a lot worse."
Wow.
And obviously, I don't know what this is actually about, but it leaves a lot of room for imagination.
It does. The mind boggles as to what that's about. Another one there at all?
And this is an interesting copy that's signed by all four of the Beatles. On the back here, it says, written in crayon, it reads, "To Carol, love, Paul, John, George, Ringo." But what's interesting is all of the names seem to be written in the same handwriting. And if you ask me, I would guess that it is Carol's handwriting.
I was going to say, if you took that to an autographed expert, I don't think you'd get very far when it comes to... unless, of course, it was written by just one of the band for all four, although...
Well...
maybe I'm being a bit kind there. And a final one there? What's that one?
Sure, this
Someone's
is...
spilled coffee on that, haven't they?
Probably many things, because, this cover is spotted with purple, blue, green, brown, all over the cover. It's nowhere near white anymore, and as you can see, the seams were once taped together but are now completely split open.
Yeah. I mean, have you checked whether they all play or not?
They all play somewhat. Everything, I mean, they may skip or they may be very dirty, but they all play.
And as part of your visit, are you going to see the Beatles landmarks over the next few days around the city?
I'll go wherever there are White Albums.
you're very focused. That's what it doesn't strike me that you're that big a Beatles fan. You're just a White Album fan. You're obsessed. Would you say you're obsessed?
Yeah, some people would say that.
Any other artists you're into at all? Maybe you could start collecting albums from them, maybe?
No, I still have a long way to go with
You've
that.
You've still got to get to your 1 million White Albums
right.
Or whatever it is. Well, the exhibition starts today at FACT and it runs till September the 14th.
That's right.
Well, thank you for coming in to see us. Sadly, I don't want to give you my copy of the White Album.
Oh,
it's in the loft somewhere, I think.
Yeah, can I try to convince you somehow?
We'll negotiate off air. Thanks very much for coming in, Rutherford. Very
Thanks
nice to
lot.
Meet you. Cheers. So that's why we've been talking about bizarre things that you collect this morning. I reckon you'll go a long way to beating all those White Albums, that's for sure.